Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Keith?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Keith, how you doing today?
Well, I'm alive and well, so I'm not doing too bad, you know. I woke up on this side of the dirt.
Right. That's a good thing. It's a great thing. My name's Harold. I'll be able to assist you further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Keith, I want to ask you, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was.
Sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, from spraying Roundup.
How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
Well, I never used it before until I moved into my house, which was in 2000, February of 2010. And then in April of 2022, I was diagnosed for 12 years.
Wow. Gotcha. So, how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup? You sprayed it for the full 12 years, up all the way up until you were diagnosed?
Oh yeah, I did it. I sprayed twice a month. You know what I mean? It was my house. I just bought my new house, the yard and the garden. So
Wanted to make
twice a
sure it
month,
looked
I
nice.
spray it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was like my outside time.
Would you say that you were exposed to it at least 10 separate times?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm ready. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm going.
Alrighty. And Keith,
I
I
don't
do
see
want
how I wouldn't meet the criteria, but
Right. I mean, so far, so good. I mean, I do want to ask you
yeah, I mean
though,
that.
do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
I do at my house. I mean, you can obtain them through the hospital or whatever if you like, but I'm on vacation right now, so.
Gotcha. But they're at your house.
Yeah, I don't carry them with me,
Gotcha.
which
No
is
worries.
weird, you know. When I was actually first diagnosed, I kind of used to carry them with me,
Oh,
so
really?
don't really have to anymore. Now that I'm cancer free, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Congratulations. How long you've been cancer free?
Thank you. Since June of 2023.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Yeah, it is. My kids might not agree with you, but most everybody else would.
Can I ask you, Keith, have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it only the one?
Just the one, and then we immediately start treatment.
Gotcha. Okay. And when were you said you were diagnosed in 2022, correct?
Yeah.
2022.
I was diagnosed April 27th of 2022. I'll never forget the day because my son's actually born on April 26th, so it was the day after his birthday.
Wow, that must have been kind of rough.
Yeah. Kind of rough. It was pretty rough. I mean, all in all, I hear of a lot of people when they go through cancer, they have to go through years and years of treatments or even a remission and everything. I mean, in a way, I could say I was kind of lucky that it was so short, but it sure was painful and it was hell to go through.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah,
Can
kind of watched my uncle go through it and then went through it myself, so sucked.
did your uncle also spray Roundup?
No, he had a different kind of cancer. He passed away. He didn't win his fight like I did,
Sorry to hear
unfortunately.
that.
Well, not everybody does, you know what I mean?
Right. Can I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
Yeah, 19493 Road 234 in Strathmore, California.
Strapmore, how do you spell that?
Strathmore.
Perfect. Is this your current property address as well?
Yes.
And then you said you sprayed Roundup for 12 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Did you ever have an organ transplant? Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Did you
other than cancer, I've been a healthy man my whole life.
Gotcha. So no other, you know, cancer that required chemo, no arthritis, no diabetes?
No, none of the above.
Gotcha. And is there any family history of cancer?
No, not really.
And then Keith,
just my uncle.
Just your uncle. And then you spell your name K-E-I-T-H,
yeah.
last name P-R-E-S-L-E-Y.
Yep, just like Elvis.
Perfect. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male last time I checked.
And are you married?
I mean, I was married. Yes, I am.
Perfect. Can I go ahead and grab your date of birth?
Huh? Yeah, 10/10/82.
One more time.
October 10th, 1982.
October 10th, 1982. And now for the last four of your social.
7326.
7326. And how tall are you?
I'd say 6'1", 6'1½.
6'1".
I know I'm over 6'1" because I couldn't join the damn Air Force.
Really? Because of that?
Yeah, because if you're over 6'1", you can't fly a jet or fighter pilot or fighter plane because the ejection seat will cut off your legs.
Jeez. I've never knew that.
Yeah, tell me, Mark.
Never knew that.
Yeah, it sucked. I took the test and everything when I was younger. And I was like, hey, when I was turning 18, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go fly plane. And yep, nope, I ain't get nothing.
And how much do you weigh?
We're getting kind of personal here. 278.
And let me ask you, Keith, how did you learn?
Man, you have to get a lot of fraud or something with this, huh?
No. Keith, let me ask you, how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and your injuries?
My doctor.
Your doctor.
So when I went in with the side effects, I started having a really high fever. So I made an appointment and went down there. At the same time, my throat started getting really irritated. And I had a lot of pain in my throat.
Was that in 2023?
And then I went to... No, that was in 2022. When I went to the doctor, he immediately ran blood tests and we did CT scan. I mean, I went in the doctor, it was the first week of April. I can't remember exactly, but like I said, from the first week of April to April 27th, I had seen the doctor, took the test, and was diagnosed.
Wow.
Yeah. Real fast. It's like, you know what I mean? Like I used to tell a lot of my friends, sometimes I wish it would have been a little bit slower with it, but like I said, thank God I made it through it.
Yep.
But it was like bam, 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 bam.
And now you're through it.
Like watching my uncle's was a lot more, thank God. My uncle's was a lot more slow and drawn out, you know.
So. Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed for not having to go through. I'm blessed for just being a little bit.
Can I go ahead and get the best email address for you?
Yeah, it's my name, Keith Presley, 02@gmail.com.
And then could I go ahead and get your spouse's name?
Crystal Owens.
And her phone number?
We have the one cell phone. I mean, my phone number or hers?
That's completely fine. If you guys have just the one cell phone number. Oh, well, I need her cell phone number.
But we have one. You need hers?
Yes.
Right. Okay. 925-9920-0910.
Perfect. And then you said you sprayed Roundup about two times a month.
Oh yeah.
And
every other Sunday.
Did you spray Roundup one full year prior to your diagnosis?
Oh yeah, I sprayed it for days prior to my diagnosis.
And then you said you started in 2010, 12, correct?
Well, excuse me, 12.
12 years prior.
Yeah, 12 years.
2010. When would you say you stopped? Did you stop in 2022 when you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I used it, I think, the week before I went to the doctor. So, yeah, I stopped. When I went to the doctor, I was sick, so I didn't actually. It was like 2 weeks, and he told me I to take the blood test and everything. And I never sprayed it again.
Did you wear any protective gear? Gloves, face mask, maybe?
Yeah.
What'd you wear?
I would wear a long sleeve, but it was a chemical in the first place, you know what I mean? So I wore long sleeves, gloves, and a mask.
And then did you only spray it in California?
Only at my residence.
How many, if you had to estimate, how many exposures would you say you have in your lifetime?
Oh, man.
I know you sprayed it about two times a month.
A lot of arguments?
Let's see.
I sprayed two times a month, yeah.
Two times a month for about 12 years.
I mean, yeah, so exposure, you say 48 times 12?
24 times 12, yep. 288.
Yeah.
And that property that you sprayed it, was it near a water well, and or was it city water that you got your water from?
No. Where I live is, I live like kind of out in the country. So water is through a company, but it's not technically city water. It's run through the irrigation district.
Gotcha. But it's not through a water well, right? You don't have like a bucket that goes down into a well and Okay, gotcha.
No, I don't know. We're not on well water. We're on running water.
Gotcha. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
And then did you use concentrate or premix?
It's premix.
And where would you typically get it? Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot?
Always Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. My wife is a Lowe's person. I'm a Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts, or maybe do you have any Roundup still in your possession?
I know I don't have any Roundup in my possession, and to find receipts, I don't know about that one.
Not too sure. Okay. All right, completely fine.
I used to keep my receipts for everything, and then my wife made me throw them all away.
Sometimes you gotta throw them away, you know. Sometimes
I keep every receipt.
Have you ever smoked?
I thought there was a reason, but still, there was to throw them away. No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Self-employed.
Self-employed. Have you lost any time from working because of any treatment or surgery?
During the year of 2022 and 23 to halfway through 23, yeah.
21 through 22.
No, 22 to
23. 22 to 23, gotcha. And what is your current job title? Would you say CEO?
Yeah. Owner operator.
Owner operator. And where would you say your address is? Your work address.
Transfer my home address, 19493 Road 234.
Thank you.
It's called Man Up Merch. We do car wrapping, automotive decals, any kind of vinyl decals, and
oh really?
How long, designs.
How long have you been in business?
About 3 years.
3 years. Okay, nice. What kind of got you started into car wrapping and doing all that?
The wife.
Oh,
you know what got me started into it, honestly, is my whole life I've told her, I've always told my sons, and the way I was raised is when they get hurt or something's going on, I tell them two words, and it's man up. So everybody that's ever known me, I've used that saying for as long as I can ever remember being a little kid. And so what my wife did is she took the saying and turned it into she drew it out, wrote out the words, and then put it like one of the devil, like silhouetted naked chicks.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Onto the word, and that became our trademark, and from there we just went with it.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military? I know you said you tried to join the Air Force.
No.
No military.
Nope. I tried. I was shot down. Yep. After I took it to my mom and showed her, my mom ripped it up after that because I'm the firstborn and only boy in the family, so I was screwed either way.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I have not.
Nope. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation or bankruptcy?
Nope.
Nothing like that. And now, other than any other traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I had a couple charges back in the day.
Okay.
You know. No felonies, just misdemeanors.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Sierra View. And it's in Porterville, California.
Perfect. Do you remember the doctor?
I do, actually. His name is Hafa Abdullah.
Dr. Abdullah.
Yeah.
Here.
I can spell it out for you if you want me to get the card out of my wallet, because it is nowhere near what you think it is.
Okay, yeah. If you can, let's do that then, because I probably...
trust me. One second. It is Hafa, H-A-I-F-A-A, I think. Hold on. I'm getting the card out. Yeah, H-A-I-F-A-A, first name Hafa, and last name Abdullah. A is in apple, B is in boy, D is in dog. U is in umbrella, L is in long, H is in happy, A is in apple, and Q is in quarter.
A B D U L L A H.
No. A B D U L H A Q. Yeah. Did you say two L's?
Yeah, I did say two L's. Perfect. Okay, thank you. And now, how would you say the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life?
It devastated my life. I was a baseball coach at the time for my son's little league. My daughter had just started school. My son was only 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, my son was 3 years old. He turned 3 years old the day before I found out.
Wow.
So my youngest son and my two older sons are the ones I was coaching baseball for. So in the middle of the season, I had to just
stop.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Are you do you have any plans on, you know, returning back and coaching again?
Oh yeah, I already have been.
There you go. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I love baseball.
Nice. You watching the World Series right now? Dodgers fan?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay.
So there's really nobody in the World Series I want to win, but if it goes to me, as long as the Dodgers don't win, I'm fine. If it's not San Francisco, literally, as long as it is any other team besides the Los Angeles Dodgers, I'm happy.
Could I go ahead and get a date
you
of
watch
treatment?
Baseball?
Nah, not really. I'm more of a football. Watch a lot of football.
Yeah, I'm definitely a football man too. So.
Yeah, I love
football. What football team you like?
Chiefs, Kansas City.
Oh man, Mahomes, you're not a bandwagon fan, are you?
No. I've liked them for a long time since, you know, they had, you know, Jamal Charles, Eric Berry, Alex Smith. You know, that's when Derek Thomas, right? Oh man, that line, their linebacker. But that's when one of my favorite players, DeAnthony Thomas, ended up getting drafted, 2013. And so that's kind of when everything kind of, you know, it just fell together. You know, they had DeAnthony Thomas. They had Alex Smith. He just got traded from 49ers. So it was looking good. We were looking good. Yeah. And, you know, Alex
they
Smith.
They had the most famous 49er player ever. I'll never forget, 91. They got Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Who do you think is the greatest
quarterback? Joe Montana went from In my opinion, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. All right.
I go with Montana only because of the era he played in and what he did it. Whether I'm a Niners fan or not, I mean, the guy is phenomenal. He played with no speakers and microphones in his ear. You know what I mean? They called the plays on the spot.
Right.
Him, you know, Terry Bradshaw. Those kind of quarterbacks are the ones. John Elway, they were phenomenal, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Basically, I think the 90s were considered, honestly, the last good, not spoiled quarterbacks. Nowadays, if they break a nail, it's a damn penalty.
Not wrong. You're not wrong, Keith. Let me ask you, Keith, did you have chemo, radiation, or stem cell, anything like that? Yeah, it's chemo, right?
I did chemo and radiation.
Chemo and radiation. Treatment. When were you, do you have a date of treatment? When did you get treated? I just need one date.
Oh, man. Let's say, the chemo, I'd say June 16th, 2022. You know what I mean? And then the radiation was, I did chemo seven cycles for 7 months. And then radiation therapy was 3 sessions, 1 session a month after that. So that was,
gotcha.
Three figures. Radiation therapy would have been January 2023.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. Just about done here. Now, Keith, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as that emergency contact?
Well, I mean, she probably wouldn't agree to this, but go ahead and put down my wife.
Okay.
She's actually sitting right next to me, so I'm just kind of giving her a hard time. She's telling me, no, don't give him my number.
And we'll only contact her
if
we can't contact you. You know, if we can't get in contact with you and we have everything ready, you know, we'll be contacting her. But that's it. And is it okay if we do contact her? I do just have to ask.
Yeah, you can contact her at the 321-5664 or the 920-0910.
Perfect.
Either number.
All right. Now, I do just want to verify this information is correct because we are just about done here. See here. So you did spray Roundup for at least 2 years, and you did you were exposed at least 10 separate times in your lifetime. You did spray Roundup one full year prior to being diagnosed. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. And then let's see here.
Yep.
Yep. All righty. And now you were diagnosed 4/27/2022. You were seen at the property address that you sprayed it is the 19493 Road 234 in Strathmore, California, 93267. Let's see here. You sprayed it for about 12 years. You are a citizen of the United States. You spell your name K-E-I-T-H. Last name Presley, just like Elvis. You are a male. Your date of birth is 10-10-82. Last four of your social, 7326. You are about 6'1", 278. Your email address is keithpresley02@gmail.com. We do have your wife, Crystal, here down as the emergency contact. You started to spray Roundup in 2010. You sprayed it about two times a month. You stopped spraying it roughly in 2022. You did have some long sleeves, some gloves, some masks, some protective gear. You sprayed it in California directly at home. You have roughly around 288 total hours of exposure to the spray. You did use concentrate. It was at Home Depot. You did not smoke. You are currently self-employed. Never been in the military. Other than, you know, a couple of misdemeanors. Nothing, you know, serious that you've been convicted of. No bankruptcy, no workman's comp, anything like that. You were seen at the Sierra View Medical Center at the 465 West Putnam Avenue in Porterville, California, 93257. And your property address is the same property address that you sprayed, 19493 Road 234 in Strathmore, California, 93267. And then we, one more time, have your wife here as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yep, it does. Hey, that was awesome how you said Presley after Elvis. Nobody else ever says that.
Oh, and I think I forgot to ask you, Keith, do you know of any family friends who also sprayed Roundup who might have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, not anybody that... I know people that sprayed it, but they didn't get what I got.
They didn't get what you got. Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. All righty, Keith. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. I just sent you over to DocuSign now.
My wife just introduced me to that kind of stuff. Usually I'm not the one to do it. I'd be like, well, how far is the drive so I can sign it? But now my wife's got me doing all this technical crap. So.
It's a lot faster. It's a lot better.
I don't know. I like driving.
And then I'm going to send you a separate text message right now as well. It's going to come from a 949 number. That's my direct line, so you can go ahead and save me in your phone.
Harold, all right, buddy. I'll put you under my contact.
Thank you. That way you know, if I need anything from you.
I feel like, I feel like you know half my life anyway, so. No, I mean, I already gave you my weight, so.
And then let me send you over the law firms. And so the law firm you're working with, Pulaski, the Carl Pulaski. Now, I sent you over the 909 number. That's their number. Now, how this process is going to work is, once I get these documents back, I am going to be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them, make sure basically everything is, you know, accurate and it's complete. at that moment, you know, they'll take a couple of days to give you a call using that 909 number I sent you. During that phone call, you're going to basically, it's going to be a verification call, one more, basically. And they're going to verify the information is correct and it's accurate. At that point, everything is okay. They will be able to go ahead and request medical records from the hospital and basically get started working on your behalf.
Okay.
So that's how that'll work.
Okay. Where is Pulaski out of? Are they local to where I'm at, or?
No, Pulaski, they're in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Pulaski, they're in Texas. But, you know, that's a good thing about, you know, working with us is you're never
going to really drive there.
Yeah, exactly. You won't even have to drive anywhere or do anything. We're going to be the ones, you know, or they will be the ones, you know, representing you, making sure everything is basically, you know, good for you. So they'll be your representatives. But keep.
Yeah, I don't think my wife will let me go to Texas.
Do you have any other questions, comments, or concerns for me?
I do have a couple. One was, you guys, what is the estimate of the pay of what they're giving out? Does it range on the severity of the cancer or?
Right, it is a case to case.
The length of treatment.
Right, it is case to case. What I can, because I can't legally tell you what the average payouts are, but what I can say is you can go on Google and see some of the average payouts, and they're actually incredible. It's a lot of money, but it is a case-to-case type of thing.
Does everybody get paid out at the same time, or do you get paid as your case is taken on?
Right. So as your case is taken on, as your case is settled. So it's not like a class action where everyone, right, they'll get paid out all at one time, and it'll, you know, it's like maybe $10 or $100. If this is more like a one-on-one.
That's what I was asking, because, I mean, I...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Good.
Yeah,
I got one of those from T-Mobile, and I thought I was going to get like a couple $100. I got a $6 check in the mail.
No. Oh, no. It's nothing like that. It's on a way, way higher scale. Way higher. So I would definitely.
Okay, because if it's just a $6 check, man, you can just put delete. It was nice meeting you.
Right. No, it's on a way higher scale, Keith. So, you know, you don't have anything to worry about there. Were you able to view the DocuSign?
Some of the compensation back. I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you able to view the DocuSign?
I'm pulling it up right now, I believe. Okay. I'm not seeing it here.
So you're gonna.
I didn't receive it yet.
Let me see here. Let's see here. 1 second. Oh, because it's in my drafts. Give me one moment. Let me get that sent out.
Hey, man, am I tripping here?
I was like, did I send it? Okay, so you should have just gotten now.
Okay, yeah, I think I just did. 1 second. I say, man, this ain't no scam, right?
Nah, not at all. It's far, far from it. Far from it.
I think it's loading. There we go. It's in this message. Okay. I'll access my location. Review. Please sign. Okay. Select start to begin.
Yep. And then you're going to draw your signature, adopt it, adopt and sign, and then you'll be able to click all the yellow boxes.
Okay. Oh shit, that was easy enough. I have to admit, that's a lot faster than writing everything out.
Way faster.
Don't let my wife know faster. I said that.
Alrighty, Keith, that's it. I actually just got it back, so let me send this over to the law firm. And then, like I said, they'll be calling you in a couple of days just to verify the information one last time with you. Make sure everything is all right and that, you know, you want to make sure that you want to do this. So, but up until then, you are...
I'm positive.
You are, you know, just remain optimistic and, you know, you'll be good. Okay, Keith?
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Keith. You have a blessed rest of your day.
I appreciate it, sir.
Of course. Of course. No problem at all.
You too. It was nice meeting you.
You as well. You as well. Bye-bye.